Blog Talk Radio.
You're still tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hints and much, much more right here live with your girl, Lena Sanders. I tell you, we have a great show today. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Stay locked. We have a lot going on. I'm glad you're tuning with us on this great Monday evening, as we always do right here on Anointed Sounds Radio, giving you the hits and much, much more. I want you guys to call in, talk to me, and let me know what's going on with you. And I want to hear your testimonies. So make sure you do that on this great day as we get to our topic of the evening. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Stay locked right here on the Christian station, none other than Anointed Sounds Radio.
To know why I'm in love with you.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits. And much, much more. You're right here live with your girl, Lena Sanders, on this great Monday evening. I tell you guys, it has been a wonderful day for me. Just to only say that God has just truly blessed me from waking me up this morning, allowed me to breathe the air and the oxygen and all that great stuff that he does to make it just miraculous. You know what I'm saying? So it's just wonderful to see how we as human beings operate on a daily basis. So I'm just excited just to be here and excited to have just a life today. So I just want to thank God for that. We have a special guest this evening, Ms. Colleen Hamilton, the author of the book Power, the Power of Submitted Life. And we're going to speak with her this evening and talk about her book and see what's going on with her. Let me see if we have Colleen on the line this evening. Colleen?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. What's going on?
Not much. Well, a lot, but not much.
Oh, you said a lot, not much. I was just telling the listening audience a little bit about your book and interviewing this evening. And just tell the audience about who Colleen Hamilton is and give us a little brief overview of the power of submittal life.
All right. Yeah, the power of a submitted life. Well, I'm Colleen, and let me see a little bit about me. Did you say brief?
No, you don't have to go brief. Go ahead. Just talk. There you go.
Brief and Colleen is not synonymous. But that's okay. Anyway, I was actually born the fourth child of a pastor, and four out of five. I'm actually an only girl, so I'm quite spoiled in the eyes of some. I grew up in Canada, and so pretty much as a pastor's daughter, I've been in ministry since my mother's womb, and I've actually loved it. There's really no other life, I guess, for me, because that's all I know. You know what I'm saying? So that's really great. A mother of two with a third on the way. I can actually say that now.
Wow.
Yeah, my last baby is on the way, and married to Mike. I go to the Dream Center Church, where my pastor is William H. Murphy III, and I'm just really enjoying life. A little
now
bit about
tell us about yeah about the book and how you got started, and just give us some information about the book and what it's about.
Well, it was really funny because I was actually in the process. I love writing. Writing is a passion I have. I'm a elementary school teacher, and that's one of the things that I love doing. I've always loved to write since I was a little girl, poetry and short stories. And I found myself actually writing a Christian, I guess you can call it a Christian romance novel, and I had gotten pretty far in it. And I believe that the Lord sort of halted that for me.
Okay.
And one night, He just put on my heart to write about living a life of submission to God. And a lot of my ministry is actually directed to the body of Christ. And getting us to a place in God where we find power, and I think we've lost a lot of the power that we should have in God because we've lost the key. And in the book, in the little foreword, my pastor calls it the S word. And that's the word submission. No one really wants to talk about it, but it is a very important part of Christianity and living a successful Christian life. And I'm talking living a life that's submitted to God and everything that entails.
That is so funny you were talking about submission. And if you think about it, it's really hard for people in the 21st century to be submissive when they think about I'm independent this and I could do it on my own and I don't need anybody to help me. And you actually created this book, well, actually you and God, you know, gave you the vision to create this book on how to be submitted. And just tell people what power they get from being submitting themselves to God. What is the key? What is the power that they receive for doing that? Just obeying all the rules and the laws that God has provided for us.
Yeah, well, you know what? Like, you're absolutely right that in the times that we're living in, and in the 60s, there was this famous song that said, I did it my way.
Right.
Frank Sinatra, I believe, he sang that, I did it my way. And that crept its way into the church, even to the point where with God, we don't tend to trust him enough. And a lot of my book tends to deal with the characters of the Bible, like Saul, and how Saul was actually a man who was chosen and appointed by God to rule the people of Israel and to bring them to a place in God also. He was God's man, God's representative. However, he found himself smitten by pride and smitten by the ego that we might get when we're put in leadership or when we're given certain responsibilities. And he actually touched something that he was not supposed to touch. And he disobeyed God when God told him, I want you to totally annihilate this nation of people. And he decided to do what he wanted to do with them. And because of that, his entire kingdom was stripped from him, not only from him, but from generation after him. And so when we're living a life that is submitted to God, what it does guarantee us is that we are guaranteed all the blessings that God has promised us for ourselves in our lifetime, but also for our generation. And what does submission mean? It really just means trust. Am I willing to trust God? Am I willing to trust his word with my life, with my finances,
wow,
with my children, with when he says go, am I willing to go? When he says, I want you to close this chapter in your life, or I want you not to touch the unclean thing, are we willing to say yes, Lord? And I figure, like, even living in church for such a long time, we tend to see a lot of Christians that they do it their way, and they use the excuse that that's just who I am. That's just the kind of person I am. I'm just that way. Well, that doesn't fly.
I'm doing me.
Oh, no. that does not fly right with God. It doesn't sit right with God when he tells you, well, you're peculiar. You're a chosen vessel. You're chosen for me. And I want you to do you, but I want you to find you in me. You see? And that's an important thing that we have to remember. And in contrast to Saul, we used Esther in the Bible, and she's all through the pages of my book, who gave her life totally in abandonment, you know, to God. And even though she was scared in some areas of her life, but she knew that she was called for such a time as this.
Right.
She knew that she was, if she lived a life that was obedient to God, even though she might have died for it, she realized that, you know what, she said, if I perish, I perish, but I have to complete this thing. And she went on a fast, so that she would clearly hear God. And so because of that, instead of in opposition to what Saul did, she ended up saving generations of people. And the nation of Israel is there as a testament of her obedience. And that's really what it boils down to, just obeying God in everything.
Amen. And you said something so key, that we don't trust God with everything. But what's so amazing that when we don't trust God, we find ourselves going back to God to fix our mess.
Exactly.
Because we do so many things that are out of the will of God, but the first thing that we do is, God, please help me, when we could have just eliminated all those trials and tribulations and struggle. But we're still going to have those types of struggle, but we could have eliminated all the headache when we could just went to God first and let him just handle it. And just like you said, submit straight to him and let him know that, God, you got my back. I'm trusting you to do this for me. I'm going to sit back and let you go and let you move.
It's a hard thing to do, Elena. It's a really hard thing to do, because our human nature teaches us survival, and it teaches us to protect ourselves. We want to teach our own children that. And so when we're talking about submission to the Lord, we're talking about complete abandonment, you know, letting it all go and saying, you know, operating in trust and in faith and saying, God, I trust you. I trust you with me. And that's a hard place to reach, but it takes faith. And the Bible says that the just shall live by their faith. There's a reason why the Bible says that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's a reason why the Lord says that, so.
Amen. Now, you were telling me some of the inspirations of writing the book that God gave you, the vision, but what was basically the process? You have a lot of aspiring Christian authors out there that may have started on that book but never got a chance to finish it. They pick it up here and they pick it up there, and I'm speaking to myself as well. Mm-hmm. And what inspired you to actually complete this book, to get it ready? Because I heard you say earlier that you started a Christian romance novel, and you said God told you to stop that. He put that on hold and to create this one. What was the inspiration? We know God was one of them, but what was something that inspired you to complete this book, its entirety?
Let me see if I could put it in words. it's difficult for me to put it in words because, like I said, I did start on another book, and you know what? I haven't picked up that book since. I actually wrote a children's book before I finished the romance novel. But I think it's something that I was living through as well in my own life, with my marriage, with my career choices, having to be in a place myself where I had to trust God for my living the next day. You know what I'm saying? And when you read it, you could probably hear my voice and hear my passion in it, because this is not something that, say, I heard my mother say or I heard my grandmother say. But this is a journey that the Lord has taken me and is still taking me on. And the funny thing about it, even after I wrote the book, I went through something personally in my life. And I remember our pastor's wife, Pastor Dee, she said to me, Carlene, you have to understand that you just put this book out and you're being tested on the very words that you wrote, whether or not you will live a life of submission to God. I can't go back now. And I think God brought me on that process and on that journey, and it's a gift to the world, it's a gift to the body of Christ, but personally, I can't go back anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I it's out there now. This is my testament. This is my testimony that the Lord has given me. And all my life, I've tried to please God, but I'm also a type of person growing up that I've also tried to please people.
Oh, wow.
And there's a problem with that, where it's saying, I need you to trust me and me alone, you know. And there are going to be people in your life that God's placed there that utters the voice of God for you, and you hear the voice of God through those people. That's fine. But when it comes to being a people pleaser and a God chaser, I prefer to be a God chaser. And that's someone that I have been my entire life, just being a God chaser. And I want to continue to find myself at the place where I can find myself at his feet. And someone say being a barefooted prophet, and what that means is someone who's ready to go when he says to go, someone who's ready to move when he says to move. And so that's where he's brought me through, and he's brought me to. And I know that book now being out there, there is absolutely no going back for me. But it is my testimony though, and I try to portray that even in my own life, even with that character of Esther, and being the person that says, you know, if I perish, I perish. But I'm going to obey God. If I perish, I perish. But I'm going to do what he says to do, you know.
That's right. Amen. For those who are just tuning in to us, we're talking to author, Christian author Colleen Hamilton, who wrote the book, The Power of a Submitted Life. So we're going to take a break right now and pause for the cause. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Colleen Hamilton.
A young lady walked up to me with tears in her eyes and said, James, how did you learn to trust God? And I began to share with her that I went through some things in my life, even being homeless, and it taught me how to trust him, and it taught me how to know him. Come on, fire.
If I never had a stormy day, yeah. Then I wouldn't know that you could take me off the rain away.
Come on.
My friends, they never walked away so far away. Then I wouldn't know that you would always stay.
If I hadn't gone through what I went through, Father, I wouldn't know you.
I wouldn't know you like I
yeah. Listen, we got one more verse. If I never had a hungry day.
If I never had a hungry day, cold day, how would I know that you can make a way out of the way?
Come on.
If I never had a broken heart torn apart, how would I know that you can give me a
way? All the pain. That's why I'm thankful.
Because
if I never had hate, yeah, I wouldn't know you.
I wouldn't know you.
That's right. if they hadn't talked about me.
Know,
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
If I never had my heart broken.
Know,
if I never cried
I
at night.
Know,
I wouldn't know your father.
Know, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
I know Jesus, because when I was sick, Jesus, my provider, when the money ran out, you stepped in and Jesus, my Savior, I was on my way to hell, but you reached down and you, Jesus, my way maker, when I didn't have a way, that's when you came and you.
Giving you the hits and much, much more right here with your girl, Lena Sanders. And we have my special guest this evening, Miss Carleen Hamilton. Carleen, you still there?
I sure am.
And I tell you, we're having a great conversation about her book, The Power of a Submitted Life, how powerful that is. The title itself is just so powerful, and it's amazing. Now, Carleen, you were saying earlier that you are a elementary school teacher.
I am.
Now,
I
how do you?
Grade.
Now, how do you actually apply this book in the school? Now, we have a lot of things going on in the school system. We talk about the church and state and how we're able to operate in the school system, and being a teacher myself, I know how it is, but how do you actually instill God in the school system without going against the laws and the policies?
Okay, well, first of all, I am a Christian who happened to teach.
Right.
So, as are you, you know what I'm saying? So your light is shining anyway. That is just who you are. And it's funny because I remember telling someone that your Christianity is not a cloak that you can take on and off. However, you know, say in the morning we have a moment of silence. They don't call it prayer time. And I just watched on the news today that an administrator and a coach could face six months in jail because they had open prayer. At a banquet or something like that. And, you know, the laws of the land are the laws of the land. However, it is God that we serve. And there's always a way to bring Christ into your school or into your classroom or into your relationships with other teachers and students without speaking in tongues and doing all that stuff. It's sort of like what we call friendship evangelism, where people can, I'm put in there sort of like how Paul was put in the community as a tent maker. He didn't go only proclaiming Christ or having it written all over his sleeves, per se, but he went into the town as a tent maker. He went in and he associated with everyone, and he worked among everyone and found the opportunities, and God gave him a lot of opportunities, obviously, because he's one of the greatest apostles who's ever lived and missionaries who's ever lived. But God gave him the opportunity to let his light so shine. And I think that's what happens in my class. I teach fourth graders, and it's an awesome age, because at this age they're still babies, but at the same time they're coming to know themselves. And a lot of, in my area, my school where I teach, in the area that the kids grow up in, they might not have a lot of people who are kind-hearted, and they might not see a lot of people or get a lot of hugs from where they're coming from. And if I can be that arm that's extended, that's what God's put me there for. And we have an awesome community, even in our school, of believers as well, that really rally together. And I love it. I absolutely love it. And when I first started teaching, I was a little afraid of that. Like, suppose they want me to celebrate Halloween and I don't. Well, I just don't.
Right, exactly.
I really don't. I don't. You want to come dressed up? If you want to come dressed up, that's your thing. But that's not something I celebrate. My kids know that. Those are my standards, and their parents have standards. Some of my kids, you know, some of the kids in the school might not want to stand up for the flag, or they might not want to, and that's their preference. And we can't really do anything about that. But at the same time, I cannot change who I am either. You know, okay. You don't go in there to proselytize, but you are in there to be an influence.
Amen. I tell everybody that all the time. If God is within you, as you stated earlier, your light will shine through and people will be attracted to the anointing no matter where you go or what place you may be. That, you know, they could ban God all they want, but God's going to make sure he prevail in whatever situation it may be. So that's
absolutely
an awesome situation to be in. Now, I see on your bio, as reading your bio, you are available. Carlene is available for church events, workshops, seminars, inspirational events. What are some of the topics that you speak on when you go into these different workshops, or what some type of topics that you will bring to different churches where they might need your services?
Well, and that all depends, because believe me, one of the main calling on my life is a calling to the church and a calling for the body of Christ to come and know who their God is. And I'll give you an example. Right now I work a lot with the children in the children's ministry, and it is my passion. Obviously, I'm a teacher, and I'm a children's ministry director and whatnot. That's one of my passions for people of all ages, whether they're children or women. When I was in New York, actually, I was a teen parent director, and I used to go into churches in that avenue. But my passion overall is for the body of Christ and training men and women, training young people, and teaching them to get to a closer walk with God, even in light of a society who wants you to draw away from your God. You know, so that's one of the things. And let me just mention too, I just finished writing my it's a children's storybook, but it really is not. This is a funny thing. It's a children's storybook, but it really is not. This is a book for women, for women to be able to see themselves through their daddy's eyes. And it's called Sela, S-E-L-A, Sela, seeing yourself through your daddy's eyes. And I know that a lot of women, we have esteem problems. We've grown up with it. Men do too. But in particular, girls, women, we grow up, big girls, you know, we grow up with these issues, and we tend not to even love ourselves. We don't know who we are. And this book, it was funny when I wrote this book and I started reading it to a lot of my friends, my peers, and these women would be on the phone or even in my classroom crying and saying, "Carlene, thank you for writing this book." And that's why I know it's not really a children's book. It is, but it's not. It's a book for daddy's girls of all ages, and that's really one of the things that I'm really passionate about, for women to know who they are, Christ, and to know that you are you know, the Bible says that your worth is far above rubies. And I did a study on what the ruby was, and it's a priceless gem that's searched after. And God is comparing you, daughter of Christ, he's comparing you to a priceless ruby, to a priceless gem that men look for, they search for. The most precious one is called the Burmese ruby. And it's clear, and it's pure, and that's who you are. But a lot of times we get so marred, I guess, by the situations of life, and we start believing what other people say we are. And you're not that. You're not that. You're priceless. And I'm raising right now a little six-year-old daughter, and I'm trying to instill that in her, how priceless she is, how much of a treasure she is. But a lot of six-year-olds grow up to be 16-year-olds and 26-year-olds. Who don't know who they are, and they're beaten down by life, and they're beaten down, and they feel like even in church and spiritually that they can't attain what God wants them to attain and can't be where God wants them to be. That's a trick of the enemy, and it's a trick against women in the body of Christ, and that is something that we have to tear down and to let women of God know who they are in Christ and what your daddy actually thinks of you. You know, so that's coming out soon. I actually gave it to my editor. She's working on it, and we're hoping to get that out sometime by the end of the year, I believe.
Well, you better minister, Colleen. I'm sitting here just in awe of you, whatever they want to say the word is. But I'm just sitting here just like, wow, you know, only a couple of people can shut me up, and that's God and my parents. And just listen to you talk. I'm just like, just keep talking. Just take over the show because, I mean, you're really ministering it. And I hope that those that listen to the sounds of our voices are paying attention to what you're speaking about. Because just in your storybook, I haven't read it, the storybook.
Right.
I just have the book, The Power of a Submitted Life. But just hearing you talk about that storybook is just basically a ministry. It's full of God. There's nothing but God in that book. And you said grown women are actually crying just reading a storybook. That is powerful. That's nothing but God.
I remember I actually gave it to an illustrator from my school. And I was seeing, because she's an awesome artist, and I was going to see if she could do it for me and do the illustration. And it was about a year or so ago, she came back into my classroom, and she said, Carlene, please don't give this to anyone else. And she knelt down by my desk, and tears just flowed in her eyes, and she said, this book was written for me, and I can't tell you what God did to me through this book. And that's when I started to get it, that it really was not a book just for, like, my daughter, Sune. You know, it was a book for us 30-something-year-olds, girls who really don't know who we are, and girls who have been living in so much pain and shame, and they don't want to look at themselves in the mirror because they're afraid of what they're going to see. One of my favorite songs that we sing is "Help Me to See Me the Way You See Me," and I think that's the message I really want to convey. I don't care how old you are, help me to see me the way you see me. Sometimes I see pain, but you see victory. You know, I see where I am, Lord, but you see where I shall be. Open my eyes, help me believe I am what you see, and that's the key. And there's so much healing in that, Elena. And that's where God wants us to be, in a place of healing where we can actually see ourselves the way God sees us. But you're victorious. You're strong. You're more than a conqueror, God says. The promises God has for us are amazing. So that's coming out soon, and I can't wait.
I need to read this book myself. When it comes out, we're going to have you back on because, I mean, just listening to you, how passionate you are from writing this book and just hearing the different testimonies of those who've read it, it's going to be a phenomenal book. And for those who listen to the sound of my voice, I know Carlene, not just by, you know, a lot of people I have on, I interview, I've never met them before. I just maybe read their books. But I can tell you that what she's speaking about today, she lives the life. She walks the walk, talks the talk. And it's just so amazing. You definitely go out and get this book. Sow a seed into her ministry because you will be truly blessed by the power of a submitted life. And once her storybook comes out, we need to go ahead and sow a seed to that. Also, Colleen, just tell them how they can get this book and also how they can get in contact with you if they want to book you for different types of events. We have a couple of minutes left. We have about 3 minutes. So let them know within that three-minute span how they can reach you.
Okay. I can be reached on my website, and that is goodsuccesspros.com. I'm going to spell that. That is GoodSuccessPros. That's goodsuccesspros.com. And you can order my book that way, and I'd love for you to leave a comment on that as well. That'll be amazing. And also, I'm at Target.com and Amazon.com.
Right.
You can get the book, The Power of a Submitted Life, there. And if you want to reach me personally, you can always give me a call, 678-499-5149. That's 678.
Yeah.
Right, that's 678-499-5149.
That is so awesome. I think we have a caller for you, Colleen. Let me make sure. Area code 814.
Yep.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just want to say I've known Colleen. This is Doug.
Hi, Doug.
How are you doing? I just wanted to say, I've known Colleen, and when she talks, what she says is true, and her passion is true. So you're not
wow.
It's just somebody who writes a book and puts it out there and to get money. What she says, she knows. So.
Oh, this
oh,
is Doug
wow.
from Wisconsin, y'all. This is Doug from
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Wow, Doug, thank you so much. There you go. You already have feedback about Colleen's character and her personality. Doug, we want to thank you so much for calling in and giving that great encouragement and also comment about this book, because we need to sell this book, Doug.
Colleen, I'll go buy my copy now.
Please, Doug.
Right.
It's about time.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
Awesome. That was awesome. Now, you guys have heard it from somebody way in Wisconsin. We don't even know Doug. I mean, Colleen knows Doug. I don't even know Doug. So, Doug called in way from Wisconsin. So make sure you go out and get this book. As she says, she's on Target.com, Amazon.com. Did you say Walmart.com as well, Colleen? Tell them again. We need to let them get this book.
Yeah, it is Target and Target.com and Amazon.com. And, of course, at my website at GoodSuccessPros.com.
All right. Make sure you guys go out and support the kingdom and support those Christian authors out there who's trying to sow some seeds into your life by just hearing from God and giving you the message from God. So make sure you do that. Colleen, thank you so much for being on tonight. We really appreciate you taking the time out and let us know about the power of a submitted life and the storybook you're about to have going out right now. We just want to just speak over that and that God, you know, enlarges your territory, that everything that you touch will be anointed and everything you touch will prosper, and we want to make sure this book just grows. So anybody listening to the sound of my voice, make sure you go out to Target.com, Amazon.com, and also Colleen's website, Good Success Pros, and go ahead and purchase this book because it's going to bless your life and it's going to bless those. So go buy it. Don't just buy one. Buy more than one and bless somebody else. How about that? Thank you, Colleen, so much for tuning in.
Thank
we appreciate you being here tonight on this great Monday evening. Be blessed and always stay tuned to us right here on Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more right here with your girl, Elena Sanders. Good night.
You know he's the reason.
Smiling.
the going gets tough. Sometimes I feel like screaming. I really don't know the meaning. Sometimes I feel the pressure. It's time to make it better. Sometimes I feel unworthy. But all the love you gave.
Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you, bringing it to you, and doing a whole lot of things, giving it to you much, much more, right here on www.anointedsounds.com, known as WWJA. And I gave that an acronym to be Walk With Jesus Always, WWJA-FM. And make sure you always stay tuned to us. Remember, you can listen to the on-demand station and select any song that you want any time of the day. You don't have to listen to the sound of my voice all the time, but I would like for you to tune in and chat with me. But you can always listen to the on-demand station. Pick the song you want, from up-to-date gospel hits all the way to tradition gospel hits, and some you may have heard back in the day. Make sure you tune into Demand Station. Send your request to radio@anointedsounds.com. If you don't hear the song that you want, we'll try to get it on as soon as possible. But you can always do that. I will be on for a couple more minutes. You can call me at 646-378-1119 if you want to chat with your girl right here on Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving it to you and doing it much, much more. None other than a Christian station right here, Anointed Sounds Radio. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Y'all put it in harmony. Say it, what?
One word away. One word away. Power of life and death is what you say.
Say it again.
Oh, one word away.
I said one.
One word away.
I said it if.
If you start to possess.
Then it's you.
You will start to possess.
The key.
Give your success of the word away.
All right, Hodge, you take it. First, you got to think the word and speak the word to life. It's in the book. Look. But we got faith and we speak life. I wish that y'all could see your face, cause I see prosperity, greatness all over you. Just speak it and God will start showing you. Your ministry is built on faith. Your talent about to be booked for 12 months straight. See, certain levels was unreachable, but if you just speak it, who am I preaching to? I'm not here to rap, I'm just teaching you. The word works, but first you gotta speak it to your life. Every goal is still achievable, so believe it, receive it, release it right now.
One word away.
A new job that doubles my salary. I believe God will make it reality.
I see.
To sow seed and reap the harvest. It's in the word. I'ma bless you regardless.
I see.
A new car, whatever you send to me. But let the gas prices drop tremendously, Lord.
I see.
Let you bless me abundantly. Give me the strength whenever the enemy comes for me.
And I see.
I'ma pass this test. This is God's work at its best.
One word away.
I said
confession.
Young
man.
Everybody, come on.
Hello, everybody. This is Donald Lawrence, and you're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio.
For your grace for me.